the film. It's the money, isn't it? Of course it was the money. Roberto put both hands in his pockets and looked down. No. Memo closed the fingertips of his right hand together and shook them under Roberto's nose. Don't give me that bull. Okay, listen. I'll lend you the money and you'll do me a little favor, right? Roberto looked up. A favor? Tell me about the film first. It's good. American. Lots of cowboys. Memo smiled slyly. You want to go, right? Roberto had been to only two American films in his life. Yes, he wanted to go. But favors for Memo had gotten him in trouble before. What favor? Tell me, you want to go or not? I want to go. Memo grinned. Okay, now we understand each other. He threw an arm around Roberto's shoulder. Your cousin Teresa. All I want is for you to tell her I'm a nice guy, right? She should think about maybe going for a walk with me. Maybe a boat ride out to the Lido. Just tell her. Roberto stared at Memo. His cousin Teresa was already in love with Paolo. Memo should have known that. He knew just about everything that went on anywhere in Venice. But all Roberto had to do to earn the money for the movie ticket was say yes. Only it would be a lie. Teresa loves Paolo. Memo's arm dropped off Roberto's shoulder. You're kidding. His face went slack for a minute. Then he shook his head. I guess you'll have to steal the money from your old man. Cowboys. Gunfights in the streets of the Old West. Women in tight-fitting bodices. Who knew when Roberto would get a chance like this again? Especially with the war going on. When Italy declared war on America last December, just days after the Japanese bombed the American Pearl Harbor, everyone said that would be the end of American things in Italy for a while. It was a miracle an American film was being shown anywhere anymore. Roberto plucked at Memo's sleeve. Lend me the money, and I'll find a way to pay you back later. Memo lifted his chin. When I get my next girl, you'll give us a moonlight gondola ride. Good deal, right? Memo thought all his ideas were right, but they weren't. This idea, for example, was a problem. Roberto's father was a gondolier, just as his father had been before him, and as his father had been before him, going back as far as anyone knew. Roberto would never be a gondolier, because his big brother Sergio would be the one to inherit the license when his father was ready to give it up. But Roberto knew how to handle a gondola. He could easily give Memo a ride, so long as his father didn't find out. His father didn't like him using the gondola like that. If Roberto damaged it, his father would be out of work till it was fixed. Still, the chances of damaging it were small, particularly at night, when the canals were close to empty. Roberto shook Memo's hand. Sure. I'll meet you at the Scalzi Bridge in a half hour. We can walk the highway. Roberto ran through the back alleys and cut across the Jewish ghetto. The ghetto was a calm and beautiful place, and Roberto made a point of passing through whenever he could. In spring, the smell of hot matzah in the bakery made his mouth water. Hey, Roberto, what's your hurry? Roberto stopped. Samuel leaned against the water cistern in the center of the open area, the campo. He smiled at Roberto. Samuel was in the same grade as Memo and Roberto, and they'd all known each other forever. It was already the start of June, and they would graduate from middle school in a few weeks. Probably none of them was going on to high school, the liceo, next year. They were too young to be soldiers, and the handful of civilian jobs around were quickly grabbed up by men, so the three boys were in the same boat. They'd spend the next few years scrounging up opportunities for work, trying to stay out of trouble. They understood each other well. Come on, tell me, said Samuel. What are you doing? Roberto walked over to him. There's an American film, a Western, in Mestre. Yeah? Samuel's eyes lit up. If you've got the money, come with us. Memo and me. We're meeting at the Scalzi Bridge as soon as I get my shoes on.